Welcome to our daily Rosary Meditations. Hey, I want to remind you that this Tuesday, August 5th, Dr. Troy Hinkle will be live on our app to answer any questions regarding anything I've said on the 30 most important topics about the Catholic faith. Good luck with that, Troy. Just turn on your notifications on our app or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central this Tuesday to join Troy live. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today, August 5th, is the feast of Our Lady of the Snow. It commemorates a powerful intervention of the Mother of God. In the year 352, a Roman aristocrat named Giovanni and his wife, having no children, consecrated their lives and their wealth to the Virgin Mary, and then they prayed, asking her what they should do. Mary appeared to Giovanni in a dream on August 4th, telling him to build a church in her name on the site where he would find snow the following morning. Bewildered by the dream, and knowing how hot it always is in Rome in August, he went immediately to tell Pope Liberius. But that same night, Mary had also appeared to the Pope and told him he also would find snow on the Esquiline Hill, where he was to outline the dimensions of a new church. Then on August 5th, at the height of the Roman summer, snow fell. And faithful to the request of Mary, the Pope marked the walls of the church in the snow, had the architects draw a rendering, and Giovanni and his wife paid for what is the Basilica of St. Mary Major. And this miraculous event has come to be known as Our Lady of the Snows, which we celebrate by honoring the church of St. Mary Major. But this feast is not really about a church building. It's about the amazing reality that Mary, the Mother of God, our spiritual mother, is very involved in our lives. She's not a myth. It's not a fairy tale. She is the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus, and our Mother, and she is involved in everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Did you know that Mary, the Mother of God, and our spiritual mother, has been appearing with a greater frequency and urgency since 1830? And that she is appearing today in Medjugorje, the former Yugoslavia. Why does she come and what is she saying? She has made it very clear. Mankind has turned away from God, and if we do not turn back, then each person is in danger of hell, of separating themselves from God forever by their own free choice. And so she comes because she wants to bring all of her children back to God. And the easiest and most direct way to turn back is by prayer. Our Lady said, "Dear children, the Most High permits me to be among you, to pray for you, to be a mother to you, and to be your refuge. Little children, I am calling you. Return to God and to prayer, and God will bless you abundantly." But do you know how to pray? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Now, most people have never really been taught how to pray. But what is prayer? Teresa of Avila says that prayer is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us. So, as the Catechism says, prayer is just friendship with God. And what does friendship take? Well, it takes time. Time talking and listening and just being together. Now, vocal prayer is the first step of prayer. Vocal prayer is speaking to God, whether silently or out loud. That's what we do when we pray the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the prayers of the Mass, or simply speaking to God from the heart. But what might be the danger of vocal prayer? Sure, it can become mechanical. We just say the words without thinking of the person we're speaking to. Have you ever been at Mass saying the words, but your mind is 1,000 miles away? Or in the Rosary? Sure, that happens to all of us. But really, are we in a conversation at that point? We need to pay attention to the person we're speaking to. And doesn't a relationship involve both talking and listening? People often say to me, God never speaks to me. And then I ask them, well, what do you do for prayer? And they tell me, well, I go to daily Mass, and then I pray the Rosary, and I pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and I do these novenas, and I say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Do you ever shut up? Well, they say, well, what do you mean? I say, well, how can God get a word in edgewise? This is why Jesus said to St. Faustina, oh, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I am speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach the peak of holiness in a short time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Mary comes to teach us how to have a real friendship with Jesus, a real conversation with him, involving both talking and listening. And that's why she gives us the rosary as a way to speak to Jesus and a way to listen to him. Our Lady wants to teach us meditation through the rosary. Meditation is the way that we listen to God. And Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross give us three simple steps to help us listen to God in prayer. And we apply these three steps in the rosary. Step one, read or listen to something from the Word of God. The Word of God is comprised of Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium. That's why we give you a little teaching from the Word of God before every decade. Then, when we pray the Our Father, the 10 Hail Marys, and the Glory Be, that's when we should be listening to God. That's when we should be reflecting or thinking about something from the meditation. We need to think about it. Try to understand it. And then apply it to our lives by asking, am I living this or not? Imagine when Jesus teaches about not being so focused on the speck in our brother's eyes when we have a beam in our own. Okay, do I ever fall into that? Of course. What should I do to change it? See, we have to listen to the Word of God, think about it, apply it to our lives. But then we have to make a choice to do something about it. That's the resolution. The resolution is to choose something from the meditation that I will put into practice. Okay, Jesus is telling us not to pay attention to the speck in our brother's eye and just work on the beam in our own. So today, whenever I see the speck in my brother's eye, I'm going to turn my attention back on myself and think about what I need to change. That's a concrete resolution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Teresa of Avila gives us three steps in order to make our rosary a real way of a conversation with Jesus, a real way to not only speak to him, but to listen to him. And we listen to him by paying attention to the teaching, using the muscle of our mind to think about it, and then ask ourselves, am I living this? If not, what do I need to change in my life to live this? And what is one simple, concrete thing I can put into practice today to just take one step in living this better? That's the resolution. Now, the resolution is the most important fruit of prayer. Why? Because it's where we change. Prayer and a relationship with Jesus helps us to change and become a better person. But how will we change our bad habits of vice and turn them into good habits of virtue unless we start practicing virtue? We can't change. We can't grow unless we start practicing virtues. So every meditation, every rosary should end with, what am I going to do today to put this into practice just a little bit? And if you do it every day, Imagine what would happen if you would listen to the Word of God every day. And every day you would have a simple concrete strategy to put it into practice. Every day for 3 months, we change. Every day for 6 months, wow, more change. Every day for a year. Every day for 5 years, our lives are transformed. That's the method that God and Our Lady and the saints have given us. Are we putting it into practice? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation? Or maybe what did it make you think about your own prayer life?
It lines up really well with something I've been thinking a lot about lately, which is, I think in a very beautiful way, figuring out how to pray is just like figuring out how to be in relationship with others. And we tend to have the same pitfalls in both. Ah. Kind of like you said, of like not listening enough is one huge problem that I think a lot of us have. But also, I have a tendency in my prayer life to, as you said here, go through rote prayer or lean too much on vocal prayer or something that's more easy to track and say, oh, I prayed today because I prayed a rosary. I said a rosary. There's something physical and tangible to track, or I'm reading a theological book, so I have knowledge now, but it's not the same as relationship. Yes. It's good, but it's good in service of relationship. In the same way that I could watch a movie with friends, but not grow in a relationship with those friends because I'm not actually discussing it with them, talking about it with them. I'm just reading a theological book, but I'm not spending time truly with God. And I've been focusing a lot on changing that relationship and focusing more on speaking to God as a father, to Mary as our mother, and not just, oh, I'm kind of stressed out, I'm going to say in Our Father really quick. Like it's a... Like, it's an incantation. Like, it's, that will banish the stress. That will banish these feelings. But what does actually banish those feelings is stopping and telling God how I feel and asking Him for help as a friend and being with Him and building relationship through that. But being in His presence, not that saying in Our Father is bad, but just saying it isn't enough. And I also think my daily meditation severely suffers when I go to a very physical, oh, I sat down with a book and a notebook and I learned and I wrote my thoughts down. But it's hard to keep that up when it's not actually as satisfying as truly being in relationship with God, which is actually way simpler. It's way easier to do.
Yeah.
It's counterintuitive. Yeah. It's way simpler to just sit and be with Him.
Yeah.
So I thought this meditation was just fantastic timing. They're very simple concepts, but we're constantly relearning them. We're constantly reconverting and fighting to maintain that relationship just like we do any relationship.
So what do you think might be a simple resolution you could take from this? Something that you could actually put into practice?
I'll tell you one a resolution a friend of mine recently gave me, because I said this same thing to him yesterday, and he was like, what time, or do you have a regular schedule? And I was like, no.
Exactly.
But choosing, and I realized this surrounding Mass, where I constantly feel like I'm in a rush to get to Mass, but in order to not rush and squeeze these things at the end of our day or kind of scramble and be haphazard about it, is I have to get the rest of my life in order, which means before Sunday morning comes, Saturday has to be in order. I have to be getting to bed on time, showering on time, doing everything with some amount of, I'm only going to get to Mass and get to actually spend time with God and prioritize Him if I actually put those things first and have a regular schedule. So my huge goal for this week is setting regular times that I commit to get everything done in due time and not giving God the last scraps of my time. Because that's what I would in a friendship.
Well, and this is the most important friendship.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if someone sat down in a conversation with you and they had a script that they were going to follow and they don't listen to you and they just sat down with their script and they said their things to you and then walked away?
Yeah.
And that is exactly how I pray most of the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being very open and honest.
Yeah. I just hope that I can follow through with my resolutions.
You can. And I'll be there to hound you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.